You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
Hey, Mike, is there any way you can flip on, instead of your mic being your AirPods, your mic being your computer's mic?
Yeah, does it sound better?
I like it better, personally.
He's a real pain in the ass.
All right, how does that sound if I do that?
It sounds like you're still on AirPods.
No, the microphone is now... Oh, hold on a second.
All right, how about now?
Wow, it's like a new man.
Yeah. Don't call Chris an asshole.
You called me a pain in the ass 20 seconds ago.
He is, though, I mean.
Asshole.
Asshole.
I love you, asshole.
Hubba hubba.
Mike every night.
What? I don't love my asshole. I have great disdain for my own asshole.
I'm with Jess.
What?
I think you admire your own asshole.
I do not admire. No. No.
It's gross.
No, not at all. Yeah. You don't know anything about me or my relationship with my asshole, then, if you think that.
You
How
offered
dare you?
To show it to us like 10 times.
Yeah, that's all an air bit. I would never show you my asshole. And Jess, it sounds really bad coming from you especially. So please.
It's the truth. Jess,
it's not the truth. It's
your offer.
Performative.
I think you performatively talk to your asshole in the mirror.
No, not at home.
Only at work.
Where I'm performing.
What are you guys doing? What's going on?
We're just sitting around.
We're just talking.
Yeah. We were just talking about Mike's asshole.
We go live in 90 minutes. Just hang tight.
I'm in a room in this building called the manager's office. That's not really a manager's office, but it says that on the door. So I was setting up and a group of, I think, Swedish or Finnish tourists like knocked on the door and started asking me a question about where they were supposed to meet their tour group. And I was like, oh, I'm not the manager.
I'm not Mr. Manager.
I love that he's just joining us from a room in Scotland here. Go ahead and play the stat of the day. Mike Shore is going to do this daily until we run out of time.
Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Start of the day.
It is presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hi. Hi, guys. It's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Since 1969, a total of 12 men have walked on the moon. And the Detroit Lions have won a total of one playoff game. So if you're keeping score at home, it's men on the moon 12, Lions 1.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate your time. We were talking before you came on here about the Tatis suspension. Does anyone care anymore?
Yeah. Yes, a lot of people care. He's one of the best young baseball players to come along in a very long time. And the Soto trade was exciting just because Soto went to the Padres, but also because Tatis was coming back at any moment. And that 2-3-4 was going to be Machado, Soto, Tatis. That was going to be incredible. And he's such a knucklehead that he ruined it for everybody. Like that, they were poised to make the playoffs. And I believe challenge the Dodgers. I think they would have given the Dodgers a fight. And now they're still good. They'll still maybe do something, but it's such a bummer. He's not going to play for the first month of next year. He's going to be out for 32 games or something next season. And it really sucks because that team was shaping up to be so exciting. It's a real bummer.
I love that he ruined it for everybody. He ruined it for himself and his team. I mean, but I'm
yeah,
with you.
He did.
I'm with you. Yeah.
I feel like the promise of the Soto trade was that they were a for real contender. And now they're kind of not like that. They'll, who knows, baseball's weird, but it's just such a disappointment. I'm in Scotland and I'm like staying up until like 3 a.m. to read news of Fernando Tatis' steroid suspension. That's how I'm spending my vacation.
But no, forgive
so you care.
Forgive me though.
Yeah.
I don't mean I know that people care about how it affects the standings competitively, and I know that people who care about baseball and Dodgers and Padres care. What I'm asking you is the caring about the outrage around steroids. I'm talking about that. You know, that they're tossing it last night to A-Rod in the booth to talk about Tatis.
Oh, really? What did he have to say about everything?
Oh, who cares? Like, what? he was deeply remorseful now after lying and cashing all the checks and kicking a briefcase in the commissioner's office. And it feels like we're numb to that stuff.
Yeah, I think we are to some extent. I mean, I can't believe that he used some. I mean, everybody's using stuff, right? Like they're using stuff that isn't detectable or that is advanced beyond the ability to find it in your saliva or whatever. I can't believe he used one of the things that they test for. I mean, what are we doing, man? Come on, get on board. Join the 21st century and use something that isn't detectable by the testing system. But I don't know. I don't know if any, but I think the outrage has died down considerably. But it is it's shocking when one of these guys gets caught. It's also still the case that when it happens in football, no one cares because everyone's like, yeah, of course they are, and they should. But in baseball, baseball has such a checkered history with it, and it's so embarrassing for the sport that I think it does still capture people's imaginations at least briefly when a baseball player tests because of the history and the legacy of the cheating.
Well, why is that? Why is such the discrepancy between other sports and baseball? We tried to peel away at it a little bit in the previous one, but I actually thought that part of Alex's contribution when he was asked about Tatis was a little illuminating in that he used the opportunity to publicly lament, like, guys, I made this mistake and my career, I'm totally shut out of the most exclusive club. It is so punitive in baseball, and Michael Kay was agreeing with him. It doesn't really make sense when you compare it to the other sports.
Yeah, well, I think football is so macho that I think if guys are using stuff that makes them stronger or heals their injuries, I think just the fans and the league are generally more forgiving. And also the baseball cheating undid the most exciting and dramatic thing that had happened in the sport in decades, which was the Sosa Maguire thing. So I think I think there's less of a sense of like, you have to do this to survive than there is in football. Who knows? I think it has to do more with this kind of effete and also like extremely patriotic image that baseball had at the time in the late 90s of like, this is America's game and stuff. So that when they were caught cheating in America's game, it was a real how dare you kind of attitude that became prevalent, as opposed to, you know, again, football is just like, yeah, I would also do that if I played football. I would also try to make my muscles bigger and heal my injuries faster. So who knows? I think it's probably, I think it's the Maguire Sosa stain is still at some level the reason that people are freaked out by it.
Well, a lot of those voices that were shutting them out are still around. A lot of those voices that felt embarrassed by that are still around and are still gatekeepers. But let's take football out of the equation, because I do believe that there's some sense of, yeah, of course you are. I'd be surprised if you weren't. But let's make it basketball. Guys are aging at right now the way that baseball players started aging in the 90s. There's really no precedent for how good some of these players are. Players like Al Horford are dipping into the fountain of youth, it seems.
And keep Al Horford's name out of your mouth.
Exactly.
Unless you have an accusation to levy.
I'm not. I'm going to use a hypothetical.
That's what hard
though.
Work looks
let's
like,
use a,
Mike.
Let's use a player.
That's right, Stu. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let's use a player like Al Horford, almost certain to be a Hall of Famer. But let's say it comes out that he was doing stuff to prolong his career. Made a mistake, air quotes. I don't believe he'd be held out of the Hall of Fame. If he were in baseball, he would be.
Yeah, you're probably right. And again, the Hall of Fame thing is still is because of this like stodgy old attitude about America's national pastime and whatever. But also, you know, who knows what's going on in basketball? But did you read that thing about Iguodala a couple of years ago about how obsessed he was had gotten with sleep as like a healing tool, and how they wear these crazy monitors and he checks his sleep to with like the minute and charts it and everything. I think that there are other reasons for the ways in which athletes are aging better now that are not illegal. I think they're much better about like understanding their bodies and healing and sleep and nutrition and all that stuff than they used to be. I mean, they're also probably doing a bunch of other stuff, but I just think in general they've gotten. It's like the way that when you see the Cheers cast from the first season and they're all like 34 years old and you're like, that's not what a 34-year-old looks like now. I think just humans have gotten better at aging and we understand aging a lot better. And they also fly to Germany and they get that weird platelet, blood spinning platelet infusion and stuff that is just their own blood that's been oxygen enriched that isn't allowed in the US and is allowed over there. There's like a million things that they're doing that aren't just injecting themselves with banned substances like everybody assumes they are.
What are you doing in Scotland? Can it be told?
I'm traveling the world in search of stats for the show.
Okay.
I've starting in the British Isles, and I'm going to move east through Istanbul, and I'll get all the way to South Korea, and then I'll loop back around. I'm combing the world for the best stats.
Expecting that trip or what, Mike? What are you doing here? Is
it it's being billed through Stu Gatz's Meadowlark expense account.
Excellent.
Hildy told me it was okay.
Good.
So I'm just going to,
Well, enjoy.
Staying in a very nice hotel.
Check out the podcast with Mike Schur and Joe Poznanski. Thank you, sir.
Anytime.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard.
Jess, you can't talk about double-digit national titles when every single call of you winning the national title sounds like this. Oh, there's Chubby Checker running down the sideline. if the audio... Yeah,
that's no, not true.
Yeah, and there's a World War II veteran pitching into another white guy, and he avoids another white guy. Oh, my God, Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, have done it again for the eighth time, only paying white people.
Stugatz.
Chubby Checker.
I'm sorry.
He's black.
He's black, and I was like, what's a white name? Chubby Checker. I picked a black. I'm sorry, man. I'm improv in here. It's a pretty cool riff.
Chubby Checker running down the side.
He spells it differently. All right. His name is Chubby. Maybe you didn't hear me correctly. His name is Chubby Checkers. There's an S at the end.
I feel like that should be the largest of fines.
Yeah, Chubby. And it's Chubby Checker. It sounds like a college football name.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
We'll get to Stugatz's weekend observations in a second, but we have what appears to be something that deserves an announcement. A listener has lost all respect for Mike.
Oh, wow.
Not some respect, not a little bit of respect.
All of it.
All of the respect has been lost for Mike. We always want to announce when that happens around here. So the person writes in, lost all respect for Mike Ryan after his Wire take. He was on rocky ground, pun intended, with his Creed as a Rocky movie take. But now he's taking a bridge too far.
You don't get the show.
Do you take a bridge too far?
Never heard it before.
Why is a bridge too far?
Maybe you went over the wrong bridge. You went to the furthest bridge. You were supposed to get off at the closer bridge.
I'd rather a bridge be too far than too short, right? Because like you don't want to end up in the water.
You'd rather like overshoot the target.
Ravine, yes. Or ditch, yeah.
But you never take a bridge too far. I don't think, no one's ever said that before.
Where did Billy come from?
Oh, yeah.
My mother.
Time now for Stugatz's weekend observations.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Miller Lite. Great taste, 96 calories, available for delivery. Dan.
Oof.
What happened?
You want to try that one again?
No, I'm good. I had to work it out. We're good. Dan. Every year.
You can try it again.
Dan.
The second one was my favorite.
Every year in early February, our country is left in a state of depression because it leaves us. We start the cycle over again. We wait for it and we wait some more. And while the NBA playoffs may give us a little jolt, eventually, what we are all left with is just baseball. We wait. We wait some more. But Dan, over the weekend, I saw something.
Yeah.
I saw Patrick Mahomes complete a pass to Travis Kelce. I saw the Jets doing Jet-type things. I saw Soldier Field for the 87th consecutive game not looking like a field that people should be playing football on. And Dan, just like that, the NFL is back.
Yeah.
Excited?
I can't believe you saw Mahomes complete a pass at Kelce.
I did.
That was a thing that happened during the NFL preseason?
Yeah, they started Mahomes. I think he got two drives.
What?
He looked good.
What are they thinking?
I think what they're thinking is, hey, we're still good without Tariq Hill. Here, we'll show you.
Little message?
And they did.
Sending a little message.
Yes.
Bullies.
Yep. Speaking of back, playing in the sand, Witty, whatever those days are, I'll be off those days. It's next year. But it's back.
So they're not breaking up?
No.
God damn it.
Exciting. Dan, I want you to hold on to something.
What do you want me to hold on to?
Well, what I'm about to tell you is jarring. You're not holding on to anything.
You think I'm going to be knocked over by this or that I need to
hold on to something? I would hold on to something if I were you.
So that I can have my equilibrium because of how hot this take is going
to
be?
It's not a hot take. It's just a fact, and I would hold on to something.
Okay, fine.
Mind-blowing.
All right, let's hear.
Dan, Andy Dalton is a saint. The Red Rifle.
I am so glad I was holding on to something.
That's crazy.
I right now am shook.
I miss that one.
Wait a minute. That's not a joke.
No. The Red Rifle is a saint.
That red hair under the gold helmet.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Well, that explains why Simeon is in Chicago.
Oh, that's a spoiler alert.
Oh, damn it. I was betting on that one. I'm sorry.
You don't need to hold on to anything for that one, though.
Stu, do you know who the head coach of the Bears is?
No.
I don't either. And I just discovered that I didn't because I felt really bad for the coach of the Bears because Patrick Mahomes went 6-for-7 for 60 yards and a touchdown. And I feel like he goes into that preseason game thinking, I won't see Mahomes and Kelce. And then they all come flying. That had to have been an avalanche for your first game as a head coach. Does anyone here know who the coach of the Bears is?
No.
Matt Eberflus.
Okay.
Oh, show off.
But I'm a Bears fan.
Where'd they get him from?
A little bit.
Indianapolis?
He was the Colts defensive coordinator.
I knew he was a Colts
Big
something.
Big action guy. Was at Toledo for a while.
Who's the Saints head coach?
Put it on the poll, please.
No one knows the Saints head coach.
I think it's Dennis Allen.
Dennis Allen.
Yeah. Okay.
I can wear the shit out of a performance long sleeve.
Who's the Vikings head coach?
Kevin O'Connell.
Put it on the poll.
I'll question those first two guys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
At Levitard Show, do you know who
also
the coach?
Also does a podcast for The Ringer, I think.
Kellen Mond, by the way.
Of the Bears is.
How's that look?
Commanders.
Commies.
Mond?
Oh, no, Vikings.
Viking.
Damn it.
Kirk Cousins was out. Kellen Mond with the number ones.
Kirk Cousins, COVID.
Correct.
Again?
Yep. Take a shot.
I mean, we just saw somebody get it twice in 5 days who famously has boosters.
How do you spell the name? How do you spell the name of the Bears coach? Because it's a wonderfully cartoonish last name.
Eberflus.
Eberflus.
Whatever.
I think it's E-B-E-R-F-L-U-S. Eberflus. Love that name.
I'm going to put myself out there right now. That Bears team does not look good if they lose Roquan Smith. It doesn't look good with Roquan Smith on it. Their receivers are outside of one, nothing really cooking there for Justin Fields. No wonder he's taking the longest time in the week one of the preseason to deliver the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It looks bad out there.
Good Bears take.
Welcome to being a Bears fan.
Yeah.
Is this the first time you're noticing that they have major structural problems within their organization?
Yeah, here's my hot take. Bears not good.
Give yourself a beep.
For some reason, they only hire people named Matt. There's too many Matts around that organization.
Definition of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
That is terrible analysis.
Well.
But there's too many Matts?
Yes.
But it's right. Yeah. It's correct. And I was the only one who knew that their head coach's first name was Matt.
Yeah.
So point for me, point minus.
Is it too many Matts or is it two Matts? His last name was Eberflus.
So how's that for analysis, Dan?
It's as bad as Stugatz's analysis before when he said, Trey Lance, look out.
I'm going to say it again soon, somewhere.
He was right, though.
Saw a feature on John Ruiz. Definitely looks like a guy who does everything by the book.
Thank you.
I say that lovingly, of course.
So ridiculous.
He's on the up and up, this
it
guy.
It is so funny that Miami's got the most cartoonish one of these.
It's perfect.
He's been cleaning it up on Twitter.
He's great. I love him.
Yeah, he's been cleaned up.
What's the life wallet stock price at?
The fact that it's a stock price is the win. Okay? It went public.
Right. It's legit.
It won. He won. Well, he won by going. The money that he cashed out probably is legit.
So the fact that it started at $10.78 and now is $1.47.
That was really on who priced that initially. What was that valuation? Oh, come on.
Terrible job.
How do valuations happen, Mike?
I actually don't know.
Are you blaming Wall Street?
How valuations happen in the head coach of the Bears. Things you don't know.
Joe Flacco. Home game against the Ravens. Week one. Can you say a revenge game?
Oh, come on,
we
man.
Got it. Yes.
Why? We have talked.
My guy.
We've been on for almost good. 2 hours now, and you have not mentioned Zach Wilson's hurt now. Yeah. And the chest. Is your season over already?
Yep. Unless we get Jimmy G. What do you think, Dana? We have a need.
Since he was a Raven.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco has been a Bronco, a Jet,
yeah,
an Eagle, and now a Jet again.
He looks good. He'll always look good, though, right?
Statuesque.
Yeah.
You've always found him very handsome.
He is handsome.
Yeah, but
so have you.
Yeah, well,
I think you and I we've agreed.
Yeah, well, no, you are really putting yourself out there.
A lot of surface area on the face. A lot of surface area.
It looked like their logo in Baltimore.
Jessica, did you just mouth, what does that mean?
Surface area on the face?
It's a funny phrase.
You know
all
when you see
it? There's a lot of surface area, like a lot of face.
Are you, a carpenter?
No, like Bo Pelini.
Yeah, a lot of face there.
See?
Yeah.
You know it when you see it.
Right. Ton of face.
So much face.
Mm-hmm. Ben Roethlisberger. A lot of face.
That is true.
A ton of face.
Big Ben.
Yeah. A lot of neck and jaw.
Just a lot of skin.
Pandemics, abortion, global warming, gun control, UFOs, Elon Musk, red states, blue states. The one thing we can all agree on is football. It unites us.
I don't think that's true.
It does?
I do. Oh, kind of.
I don't think anything you just said is true.
There are SEC chants coming to your television in 3 Saturdays.
Yeah, but football's on.
when you say it unites us, you sick f*** as a chant, it didn't feel uniting.
It doesn't even unite the Hurricanes fan base itself. We're constantly fighting each other in the 400 level.
But it feels good.
It does.
That's not the same as it uniting everybody.
I know, but for a month, we need some feel good, Dan. And for, you know, a couple hours, we all feel good.
Football unites us the same way that politics unites us, in that we all have opinions and none of them really matter.
Will Zalatoris, do it in a major. Oh, here we go. Trevor Siemian. Go ahead, Mike, tell him.
He's a Chicago Bear. Wow. He was looking good.
No, come on.
Yeah, you look good.
He
knock
was.
It off.
Two
cash
tutties.
That over.
Knock yeah, two off. Tutties.
A lot of overs just cashing. Just what did overs go? Like 14-3? Shut
up. I mean, he is back home.
Why are you saying shut up?
That's right. He's a Wildcat.
Trevor Siemian.
He can win you a ball game.
He can. He no, can win you a ball game. He can win you yes, a ball
he
game.
He can win you a ball game.
Yeah.
A game.
And then defenses prepare for him and it's over. I mean, but he can win you a game.
Yeah, there was a couple times in New Orleans last year where you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
He can win me this game.
Yep.
Jessica,
I think he did.
Jessica just gave you a literal side eye. What do you
I don't associate Trevor Siemian winning a game with his performance in New Orleans last year.
He won
did
a game.
He, did he win a game?
I believe he
I
did.
Think he did win a game.
There you go.
Yes.
Apologize to Trevor Siemian.
Did he beat the Cowboys? He did beat a team last year Saints quarterback late.
Did they lose to the Bucs?
He went 0-4 as a starter.
Okay, but did
that's not the game
that's
he
not
wins.
The game that he won.
No. Your quarterback has to get hurt.
Game.
Siemian has to come in.
He came in.
The defense isn't prepared to win that game.
I believe he beat Brady, and then Jameis Winston was celebrating on
I
his crutches
right,
in the locker room.
Yep, I'm with you on this, Mike.
That's
but he can't
that's
start
correct.
The game.
He won a game.
I can't argue it.
He won a game.
See, he can't start a game. That's what I was saying. Defense is prepared. It's over. That's it. When they know he's the starter, you're doomed. I mean,
but he can win you that game. He comes in as the
we
backup.
Haven't prepared for Siemian. It's asinine what you're saying.
Oh, what a game.
That a defensive coordinator is like, oh no, I forgot to prepare for Siemian.
To be fair, it's better than whatever Ian Book did last year against the Dolphins.
And to be fair, if you did prepare for Taysom Hill, maybe Trevor Siemian is a curveball that you weren't expecting.
Right. Wins you a game. Loses you 4.
Although it was Jameis Winston who was on the crutches. Is that the one where he was dancing in the locker room on crutches in the
yep.
smoke?
Yep, Steve Martin also.
Nice of National fans to give Juan Soto a standing ovation for turning down $444 million that resulted in him being traded away from the Nationals. What are they doing? Anthony Conte.
Wait, what?
Antonio Conte.
Anthony.
That's what his friends from the block call him.
Exactly.
Anthony Conte is a youth soccer coach in New Jersey, not the manager of Spurs.
Tony Pizza. Ant. Look Thomas Tuchel in the eye when you shake his head.
I've heard so many pronunciations of Chelsea's manager's name. I have not heard Tuchel.
Tuchel.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess.
That's one of the appropriate pronunciations.
Thank you. Deshaun Watson.
Tony Pizza. That's how Thomas Tuchel should have started.
That was a quick pivot by him into Tony Pizza.
That's how Thomas Tuchel should have started the press conference.
There was a Reddit post a few weeks ago that went viral, and it was this girl saying that her boyfriend wouldn't stop calling her Tony Pizza. I've been trying to work it into the show ever since.
You got it.
Antonio Conte, the unlikeliest of sources for Sugats.
Deshaun Watson, way too little, way too late. Dan, you know what the T in Fernando Tatis Jr. stands for?
Testosterone.
It stands for tested positive. Testosterone, pretty good though. Not bad.
Thank you.
Devin Funchess is a lion.
Have you guys watched any of this Hard Knocks? So much gibberish from Dan Campbell. It's so much unrelenting gibberish.
It's inflating the price on the win total.
Is it really?
Yeah, people are really responding.
Every year it happens.
Bettors are really responding to the Dan Campbell BS.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait for the day that the University of Texas makes a better offer to their quarterback than the NFL can because of the rookie contracts. That's going to happen, right? That can't happen, can it?
I don't know. What are the rookie contracts? Like,
it's like that five-year, $20 million deal.
I think we're many years yet from the quarterbacks.
Arch is there, though, Dan.
Is he?
Well, three-year, you know, $30 million to stay. That happens. The J in Jimmy Garoppolo stands for Jets. Dan.
You're really talking yourself into this.
You know what the W in Zach Wilson stands for?
Not W.
It stands for We Want Arch. Death, taxes, and Brian Hoyer having a seat in the Patriots quarterback room. Hoyer basically is a seat. He's become a piece of furniture in the Patriots quarterback room. Have a seat in the Hoyer.
Put it on the poll, Whittingham. Has Brian Hoyer become a piece of furniture in the Patriots quarterback room?
Trey Lance, watch out.
Again with this. So good the first time.
I mean, at this point, Hoyer should have naming rights to the Patriots quarterback room.
Did you steal your Trey Lance watch out observation that you wrote
down? That
was
in there.
You used it earlier. You stole it from your batch of notes, the Trey Lance watch out analysis.
Yes, that's what was interesting from the preseason. I felt like I needed to give you something. I gave you Trey Lance.
In the exact same words.
I threw Jordan Love. I made it up on the fly. I mean, I didn't care about Love.
Sometimes he has an observation that is so good and helpful to the conversation that is going that he will just steal from his own weekend observations. And that's how good Trey Lance watch out was.
He had a perfect quarterback rating. Watch out.
Too many mats, too.
They're going to get the best quarterback from that draft. It's unbelievable.
Is it? Like, what part of it is unbelievable?
The Jets could have had him. They didn't have to do anything.
Oh, but you wanted the guy from North Dakota? Like, you knew the...
Want the guy that Shanahan wants.
Okay.
Is that fair?
I mean, I don't know. I thought you were pretty excited about Zach Wilson.
I was.
Just like you were excited about Sam Darnold.
I asked Chris Sims once, if the Niners were picking second, would they have taken Trey Lance or Zach Wilson? And he told me Trey Lance.
Didn't Tony Romo say that Sam Darnold was the best of that entire class, that he was going to be an all-time great? Isn't that something that Tony Romo said?
Of his own respective draft class?
No,
I think that entire draft class is in Carolina now.
Yeah, the whole draft class.
But that he thought that Sam Darnold had the best chance to be an all-time great.
So right now, I believe he did. Right now, the leader for best in that draft class is probably Mac Jones.
Probably.
Woof. Yeah.
By the way, a headline from CBS Sports in 2019, Tony Romo thinks that Sam Darnold has the it factor.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, I just think he's got that thing that the great ones have.
Maybe he meant IT. I think he's good at computers.
Shit factor.
Manchester United are an absolute shambles. Just complete shite. Man U. By the way, ringworm. No laughing matter. It's not. I had it.
Did you?
Yeah, right around my eye.
I had it when I was like in middle school.
Yeah.
It needs a new name then because it sounds ridiculous.
It hurts though.
It needs a better name because it gives off like I want to, like if someone says I have ringworm, it makes like just the words together. I want to laugh at you, but I need, if you're telling me it's
not
serious,
a laughing matter,
it needs
though.
A new name then is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What do you propose?
I don't know. I'll work on it, but I'm just saying. Like, ringworm.
Something more menacing?
Worm is, I think, what does it.
But like, I think it's a worm.
Okay. I'm just saying. That's the word that makes people think this is ridiculous.
What about tapeworms? Do you think those are silly, too?
They sound more. They sound worse. Tapeworms sound worse.
It should be snake. Ring snake.
Put it on the poll.
Ring snake. Ooh.
Whittingham at Levitard Show.
It's
which,
not a snake.
Which sounds worse, ringworm or tapeworm?
Brace yourself, Dan. It's another big one.
Hold on.
Just brace yourself.
So I don't need to hold on here. You just want me to brace myself.
Brace yourself. Case Keenum is a Buffalo Bill. And so is O.J. Howard. Oh, man. Mind-blowing. Matt Areza. Is that his name?
Tony Pizza.
Do it in the playoffs. The punt god. Top five. Punter kicker nicknames.
You got five of these.
I do. Number five, Matt Areza, the punt god. Number four, Greg Zuerlein, Legatron. Number three, Adam Vinatieri, Automatic Adam. That's a gem.
I've never heard anyone call him that.
That's his nickname. His friends call him that.
Jamison Crowder is also a Bill.
What? Huh? Jason Hansen. Thunderfoot. And of course, Luke Rosa. The Toe. Such a great name, Rosa. Here come the Bravos. Mike McDaniel, sneaky good looking. Kenny Pickett, amazing quarterback hair. Anyone else wondering what the hell happened at Camp Lejeune? Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.